T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oh, that is a song. I love that tune. That's yes. I just, woo. Losing my mind just a little. I'm rocking out now. Woo. It's a happy Tuesday. Woo. It is a happy day. I'm feeling good. Feeling good, feeling right.
Me too.
Tuesday at 8 a.m. Why don't you treat me in the middle? So good. God, this is when I really miss being able to sing along with stuff. Oh. Anyway. Hi, you guys.
Hey.
Hope everyone's day is going fine so far. Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by Germ Keys. You're good, Nikki. You're good, Nikki. You never have to touch a door handle or elevator button ever again, or sign those things that they want you. When you get the germ key, check your local shop or online to get yours. But remember, you still have to keep washing your hands. This doesn't mean you get to stop washing your hands. I don't care how dry your hands are. They got to be washed. Wash those things.
For the record, I got the germ key as a gift from my mom and used it yesterday. As usual, I'm out in the world. I completely forgot I had it. But then I went, oh, I'm going to get the mail. I'll use it to open the mailbox.
Oh.
And it scratched the living hell out of the mailbox. So I used this hook. I pulled the thing down and it's still, I keep it latched, but it's scratching the spot. And then I push, get the thing and push it back up. I'm like, oh boy, that's really gonna do some damage after a while. So maybe I'll only
maybe you
use
should put
the,
a latex glove over it and then
maybe
just,
I, yeah. Know. I mean, I'm thinking like, geez, you know, if everybody had those keys, every door in America would need replaced by the time this pandemic's over. But whatever, I guess, right?
Yeah, germ keys—they're a thing. You probably don't need them, but you know, look into it if that sounds like something you've just got to have. Okay, let's do the music news. We are going to start with the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally's Buffalo Chip Concert. That is correct, my friends. The Sturgis Motorcycle Rally's Buffalo Chip Concert happened, or I guess it just ended on Sunday. It's in South Dakota. Normally, about 500,000 people go to this thing. Mm-hmm. So they took it way down to only 250,000 people. So everyone's fine. Everyone's safe. Instead of having no inches between you and the guy next to you, you had no inches between you and the guy next to you. It was a huge change from past Buffalo Chip concerts. A Buffalo Chip is buffalo poop, right? Is that a Buffalo
Chip?
That's
what I thought. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So you go to the cow poop rally. Smash Mouth spent endless hours making sure that the Buffalo Chip concert was as safe as possible. That's right. Our own Smash Mouth decided this would be a good idea. There were some bands. There's some band called Trapped. T-R-A-P-T.
They're a rock band, yeah.
Yeah, they're sort of the butt of the whole Buffalo Chip joke. Because I guess someone was standing in the crowd. Like, there was plenty of social distancing when Trapped went on stage, apparently.
Oh, I see. They're not quite the draw, I see. I got you.
Not quite the draw. And they're all mad. I guess it's that website, Consequence of Sound. They posted the pictures up like, nope, it turns out it's true. No one likes Trapped. And they're all mad. You know, there's our pictures. There's plenty of people.
I played Trapped on NRQ.
Yeah.
When I was in Oregon, but I can't think of their hit. But Smash Mouth is actually great. I think they're good.
They're a solid. I've seen them live a few times. They're pulling off those songs. They've got some catchy little numbers. They get a lot of crap. They're the Shrek band, I guess.
Oh, look at this. Trapped. This says Trapped is from Los Gatos, California.
Hey, Los Gatos. Well, there
Who
you go.
Knew?
We automatically like them a little bit more now. The Buffalo Chip Festival is like for 10 days each summer. Hundreds of thousands of bikers pack into a sprawling 600-acre campground in Sturgis, South Dakota. There they can partake in activities such as the Air Sex World Championship. Is this like air guitar where you just pretend you're playing guitar? The air sex is like you just pretend you're humping something? Like, I don't understand what that is. And frankly, it might be on the list of things I don't need to know. Yeah. They also have a fake orgasm contest. Midget bowling. That is, I mean, I don't even think you're supposed to say that word. Roller derby, a beer belly contest, and a cherry pie eating championship in the
evening.
You're
correct, Sarah. It's exactly what you thought it was.
Wait, it's people like humping the stage?
It's invented in Japan. It's invented in Japan, and women and men simulate sexual activity.
Men don't do it. Are you kidding? Well, this is Japan, women at the Sturgis bike. They don't have the men doing it, but okay.
An invisible partner.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so I guess they're...
So they go like this?
Yeah, I guess so. It's somewhat... It's just like the air guitar thing.
Yeah. Oh, with the faces and everything. I mean, that's good. That is just solid. They've also got...
Do you want to hear a trap song? Trapped.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This
Headstrong
is
their hit.
Oh, is it? I have Echo.
Headstrong's the one that people would know.
Oh, yeah, right. Here's Headstrong. Let me jump to the...
What's wrong with them?
Yeah, let me jump ahead a little bit.
Back off, I'll take you on. Headstrong, oh, yeah. On anyone. I know that you are wrong.
Headstrong, we're headstrong. Back off, there you go.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that song, but apparently Consequence of Sound hates that band and looks at for any opportunity to dump on them. So back to this 600-acre campground in Sturgis, South Dakota. I mean, I guess this is really just fair warning. Just, I mean, is this some people like this crap. And apparently Smash Mouth felt perfectly safe there. They say, the promoter did a fantastic job with their COVID protocol. They had a very strict social distancing and mask policy in place for all workers. Everything backstage was sanitized. The band has their own COVID addendum to their rider as well, and the promoter and venue adhered to all our requests. We spent endless hours advancing this event to make sure it was pulled off as safely as possible, and we're very happy with the outcome. Check out a few of the pictures. You tell me. Does that look like a place that you should... I mean, just in general. It looks like a nightmare to me. Oh, my God. No, thanks. But who am I to say? No one. Okay. The song in the air tonight. I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Yeah.
Like, it's an epic, right? Just one of those songs that, like, you know... Phil Collins, he knocked it out of the park. That's what a song. Damn. He hates that person. If you told me you were drowning, I would not lend a hand. It's like Susan from the first season of Survivor.
Wow, you know the lyrics from that, huh?
It's very simple. I've sung it a million times. I mean, that's like one of those things you pull out and it's, you know, and then the drummer gets to go boom, 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 boom. That's the one. So Phil Collins got a little extra money in his pocket over the last couple days thanks to 22-year-old twins, Tim and Fred Williams. They've got a bunch of followers, a couple hundred thousand followers on YouTube. And they sit there with I don't know if all their videos are like this, but apparently this is their thing because people have been bugging them to listen to this song. They're just kids, so... I guess they'd never heard the song before, right? So there they are with their earbuds in. And they're twins. And they're very cute. Like, they're rocking it. They're, you know, they're like, uh-huh, okay, I'm hearing this. And they like it. They're like, oh, these words are intense. And they get to the part where the drums kick in. And it's like they freak out. Like, who starts the beat at 3 minutes in? Like, this is incredible. Like, they're, it's impossible to really explain this. We did put it at the Facebook page, right?
Hey.
Yes, that's correct. Okay, here's the audio.
Go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and watch the whole thing.
I ain't never seen nobody drop a beat 3 minutes in a song.
He dropped a beat in a song, man.
That's like,
I'm
it.
Damn. That's funny.
That was good. That's unique.
Most definitely. Seen. That is true. I never seen somebody drop a beat at the end of the song.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you know what, though? I'm telling you, it doesn't translate without the video. Yeah. And you got to watch, because they keep stopping the song. Like, oh, did you hear that? Like, that's amazing. Like, it's, I don't know why, but I got sucked in. I watched the whole 5.5 minute
you
long
did?
Video. That's what I did. I started at the beginning. I'm just watching them vibe on it. I was like, oh, I like this. It's at like 3.5+ million views right now.
It's at 4 million views now.
Oh my God, hilarious. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how they calculate royalties on this. I didn't even know people were supposed to play other people's songs on YouTube. Maybe they got permission. I have no idea. But anyway, they
asked somebody.
Yeah, right.
Don't ask me. Not only does I assume he gets some money for this, but Phil Collins, that one song, Friday and Saturday, 4,600 people bought the song, which is an 1,100% increase.
What do you mean bought the song?
They say they bought the song. They went.
I already have all the songs. You always tell me. You're the one that tells us. All the kids have Spotify already.
4,600 people bought the song, which is up 1,100%. Maybe old people went, oh, yeah, I remember that song. I'm going to buy that.
Right.
Because they don't. Their kid won't let them get on Spotify. We have something with Spotify where we have a plan that apparently we can all use, but only one of us can use it at a time. So,
Then that's the personal plan. Then it's not a family plan.
Oh, really? Okay, so it's...
One of you guys gets booted off, right, when another person hops on?
Right. Yeah. Like, uh-huh. No, well, Sean, I mean, because it's Sean's thing. He was the one who wanted it. He's like, there's a social media thing with it, too. It's not just the songs. So I'm like, we have all the songs already. We have Apple, we have Amazon.
But I need to talk to my friends. Yeah. My friends, I need to make playlists my friends can listen to.
Do you remember when the CEO of Spotify had been talking about how, you know, all these artists who are complaining about music, they just need to put out more music. That's the new normal and they'll be able to make money in Spotify. Dude, the number of artists that savaged him online about his comments on their art and that he's become a billion or millionaire, whatever he is, you know, financially
sure
CEO.
Right?
On their product, at least in the beginning, was other people's music.
Oh,
so
100%,
I think they've expanded now, and I'm glad that they have. But the truth is, his comments were not well received by any artist.
Yeah, that was a time. That was a time just to, what did you say, 3.9?
3.9 billion is what Daniel.
Oh, that's what he's worth? Of course he is. I wonder what the artists that he plays are worth. I bet none of them are billionaires.
Nope.
Speaking of twins on YouTube, I thought I'd tuck this in with that last story about the two twins who are watching the In the Air tonight. These guys are called the Stokes Twins, and they've been charged for bank robbery pranks. They're looking at up to 4 years in state prison for their role in two faked bank robberies that they did for their YouTube channel. Alan and Alex Stoke, they're internet pranksters, very popular, and they have over 4.8 million followers.
Wow.
Charges against them were announced Wednesday, but the alleged incidents took place back in October. They were accused of pretending to rob a bank upon ordering an Uber. The Uber driver refused to pick them up because he was like, I think they come running out of the bank, you know, and the guy's like, no, I'm not doing that.
Oh, I see.
And then they were attempted to like carjack him. And then the police arrived. They ordered the Uber driver, out of the car at gunpoint. And then he's like, dude, I'm an Uber driver. Please, please let me go. They did. They determined he wasn't involved. And then they let the brothers go. The police issued a warning. Hours later, they got emergency phone calls about them repeating their behavior on the UC Irvine campus. And so now they're saying, look, this is a danger to the public. Somebody could have been shot, Somebody could have really been hurt, if not killed. You know, when people think it's a bank robbery, it gets taken seriously. So the Stokes twins, they're in trouble. And
dude, think about that number though. Four something million, you said. I think I have 36,000 followers on Instagram, and they have 4 million followers on.
Vinny, we got to start robbing banks so we can get some more followers on Instagram.
Holy, that's a lot. I mean, yeah. They have a big audience.
I will say though, I actually feel like the more followers you have, the more pressure is on you to like rob banks and crap. Like, I don't need that kind of pressure in my life. I got enough pressure, you know.
Right.
I gotta get to bed at 7:30. I can't be up late thinking about what my next prank is gonna be, you know, in an ever more desperate attempt to stay relevant on YouTube. No thanks. And then last week, just in more, you know, YouTube personality news, you heard of this guy Jake Paul? He's got a brother too, doesn't he? Logan. Is that his name? These guys, I don't even know what they do on YouTube, but they have a kajillion followers and they somehow make money. They live in mansions, like legit full on. They make that list of the highest paid celebrities on YouTube every year. FBI agents last Wednesday served a federal search warrant at the Calabasas home of Jake Paul, his mansion. They're not saying what they were looking for specifically, but that guy's been up to something and looks like he might be going down. So I guess there were videos of it. They're saying it might be tied to him throwing illegal parties. Parties are illegal right now. You can't have a gathering of more than, is it 50? Is it 25? You're not supposed, I mean, we're just not supposed to be gathering, you guys. Come on.
Is Jake Paul a young guy?
Oh, yeah. So I don't know. Let me see if I can find his age in here. I don't see it, but I'm going to say he's in his 20s, early 20s. I think Logan is his younger brother. And they're both douches. Like everything I've seen of them, they don't see. Oh, hold on. Nicole has some info
for us.
He's
23.
Okay. Jake, and how old is Logan?
He's 23 and owns a mansion already?
He's like a, you know, $15 million a year guy on YouTube. It's unreal. What about
his
brother?
And what does he do? Does he do gags or what is his thing?
He's just amazing. I don't know what he does.
Is he one of those video game guys?
Jake's 23. Logan's 25.
Oh, Logan's the older one. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Take a look at his mansion here.
Yeah. Oh, that is sick. That is a full-on, all-the-way-across-the-sky mansion.
Well, of course you'd party if you're in your 20s. I mean, you'd go to the bar and be like, everybody, follow me home. Let's go.
Yeah, come on, let's all go. So I guess there was, this is about 2 weeks after he hosted just a huge raucous party. No masks, no social distancing, everyone posting on social media because that's what the kids do. The mayor was outraged. And it looks like it's possible that that's what this investigation, this warrant was served for. But I don't have anything.
This must be why the mayor came out and said, I will turn off the electricity and water to any house party.
Oh,
he was actually in the news for saying that. So it must be something like this that he said, that's how we're going to handle people who throw parties. We're just going to turn them off.
Yeah, it's a and there's it's a chick actually, Alicia Weintraub. She expressed outrage over the large get together. Videos of the house party went viral on social media, and she said that she learned of the party when the residents complained, saying they saw tons of people walking on the street, no masks, and then gathering. And she says it's outrageous. So there you go. you know, this is my assumption is that she's the Calabasas mayor. And that
must
be.
Yeah. The guy I'm thinking of is the L.A. mayor. So that was who I was quoting there.
And then we didn't talk about this yesterday and it sort of pushed to the bottom of my pile today. So I want to just mention it really quick. Simon Cowell, the e-bike that he crashed on and broke his back. He's got a rod in his back, apparently, though, already walking around. So that is good news. This e-bike, it's a $20,000. It looks like a motorcycle without a winch. It looks like a really light dirt bike. Really light. But I guess that he was going around in his driveway in Malibu. He shifts the gears. The thing bucked up and threw him off the back. And he landed on his back.
Oh, that's the thing.
Oh, there it is. There it is right there. Yeah, so this is, he got thrown off of it. It wasn't like he just laid it down.
One of my buddies has one of the e-bike mountain bikes that Specialized makes, and he was saying we should go for a ride, and I was like, I'm not really getting out right now, so I can't, and you know, you're on an e-bike, so, and he goes, no, the e-bike is so easy, I can actually tow you up the hill. And I'm like, eh, I'm not going to let you tow me uphill. That's
you should let him.
No, I'm sorry. That's
10
not,
feet of rope, you'll be far enough apart. That's fun.
No.
You can like look around at the view. Oh, this is nice. Oh.
I can't. You know what? I'm not lazy enough to let that happen. I'm just not. I can't.
You have to help. You'd have to pedal a little bit.
No.
Just a quick thing from Simon Cowell. I guess he tweeted some good advice. If you buy an electric trail bike, read the manual before you ride it for the first time. I have broken part of my back. Thank you to everyone for your kind messages. So there's that. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I got a little more info on the Russian vaccine we'll all be able to take very soon.
You'll love
just
it.
Just kidding.
Nothing bad will happen.
We just want It'll more Russian fun. Out of Sarah. So I'm going to bring up Russian stuff after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.